Robbie, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, because you've both been to Israel. I never have. My biggest weaknesses is that I'm nowhere near as traveled as y'all are. I'm just some schmuck in the middle of nowhere in Montana. My question for y'all is this. If it looks like Israel is going to be overrun, does the Samson option mean that they're going to attack their Muslim neighbors, or will they attack the European states that do not assist them? Like, for example, would they nuke Rome? Would they nuke Paris? Would they nuke Berlin?
Overrun by whom? Who are they going to be overrun by?
Like, say if we pulled the plug, and the Turks would be the most obvious, major power in the area. Mm-hmm. They're the only ones that really have a military at this point. Jordan, they're just kind of just there. What are they going to do? Lebanon is a basket case. It's a failed state.
No, they wouldn't attack their allies. I mean, they're not going to. They wouldn't attack Europe. I mean, for the simple reason that the
Europeans. Or would they use it as blackmail? Say, if you don't help us, we're going to take everybody down with us.
By the way, it's believed that that already happened. It's believed that in the 12-day war, part of the reason that Trump got involved is because Israel expected it. It's like, look, we will nuke them if you don't get involved and have attacks.
Well, now, nuking Iran is one thing, but would they threaten Europe?
No, I don't think so.
Nukes? You don't think so?
I don't think so. I mean, but
Now, how crazy are they? Well, if you're going to die, what purpose? Reasoning goes out the window. It's already in a reasonable state to begin with.
Okay, so they're not. They're not Hitler crazy. Like Hitler wasn't crazy, really wasn't crazy until the last year. Right. But Hitler crazy at the end, they're not like that. Their motivations are crystal clear. They're really greedy. They want all of this area in, that doesn't belong to them around them. And that's it. It's like the glory of greater Israel. And mm-hmm. So it's personal self-preservation, it's power, it's genocide in order to serve those things. I mean, they're rational. I mean, you know what they want. It's like, my cat likes to eat mice. I know what he wants. He really likes to eat mice. It's no more than that. I mean, I don't think they don't want
to die.
In the end, they would get on U.S. planes with bundles of euro of hundreds of millions of euros in duffel bags, and scooch is what they would do.
I wouldn't let them
don't think
here.
They would fire missiles. You don't think they would launch nukes?
I think Bibi and those guys, Ben Gavir, they'd all fucking go into exile. They just buy their way into exile in like Bahrain or someplace.
Oh, CTED, I think they would launch nukes. I mean, I don't put
toward terror.
Put it this way: I think they're rational actors in the context of that. This is not a religious issue. That this is, we want land. Full stop. the religious stuff is nice. We want land.
It's about land, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Iran can't stop them from getting land. But Iran can't project power outside of its borders. All they have are drones and missiles. I mean, really, the only country the only nation in the entire area that could step up and stop them would be Turkey.
Which they've worked together to make out Syria.
Turkey is not an ally of Iran. They're not going to go to.
But they're an enemy of Israel.
They're not a hardcore enemy. They just don't like them.
Yeah, that's an ish. I mean, they had no issue working with Iran.
They used to be buds.
Syria.
I guess for the Turks, especially since they're going full Islamist to turn the Hagia Sophia back into a mosque and all this other crap. Erdogan and. Well, that's who Erdogan is playing to, is that Islamic, that fundamentalist base. True. So my question is how important is Lebanon to Turkey? Like, would they let Israel take it? If the answer is no, if they step in to stop them, they don't butcher off.
Lebanon's not important. Lebanon is a buffer state. It was created as one, and it is one.
But if Israel conquers Lebanon, it's no longer a buffer state by definition. It becomes Israeli.
It's not going to go all the Israelis don't. They know that, and they're not going to go all the way to the border, to the northern border. Not to mention, they don't want to have to occupy Beirut. Who wants to occupying a huge country, a huge city, a capital city, is difficult and expensive. No military ever wants to do it if they can avoid it.
Well, not now.
Well, it would be the military doing it. They would get their Western backers, America's sons and daughters, do it for them. It wouldn't be them.
I don't think they would do it now. I mean, like, if
I don't think they'll do it ever.
Israel is a country of 8 million people. Let's put it in context. It is a tiny, tiny, tiny entity. This idea of being able, let's take it out of a different context. The Russians. Russia is a country of what, 150 million people. They couldn't occupy Ukraine anywhere near with that number. It would take millions to occupy something like Ukraine. And I'm pointing out, Israel is a tiny, tiny, tiny country trying to occupy Beirut. They had a hard time occupying the south of Lebanon. They seem to be picking their way through it, not this
one. It's about a buffer zone. I think they definitely see Lebanon south of the Litani River as theirs for the foreseeable future, and you know they reserve the right to come and go north of there. They don't want Beirut.
No, I don't know, Ted. I don't think they want Beirut now.
They can't have Beirut. They don't. It's not good. If I were a Israeli military planner, I would say, why the fuck would we want to occupy Beirut? We're going to be tied down there. Those people are going to be attacking us all the time. The resistance is going to be like 24/7. It's all we're going to be doing for the rest of our lives.
Agreed. But if that's the case, then the Greater Israel Project is nonsense.
Well, they can do South Lebanon. Lebanon's been partitioned before. It'll just be partitioned again.
Well, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. I guess I'm pointing out that what you're seeing are expansions and lulls, expansions and lulls. Meaning they're trying to inch their way into Greater Israel, which means that by definition, Beirut and Lebanon has to be included in that. Meaning either the Greater Israel Project is nonsense.
Southern Lebanon.
Or they're trying to go for the Greater Israel Project. It's one or the other.
Not the whole thing.
Okay, but the Greater Israel Project also contains parts of Egypt. Saudi Arabia.
They want the Sinai back, right?
Yeah. Well, they want all the way to the eastern shore of the Nile.
That's my point, right? Like,
so it's very low. It's sparsely populated. I mean, that's not
along the Nile River. It's the most densely populated places on the planet.
Well, no, they don't want to go all the way to Cairo, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's on their map.
Well, yeah, but I guess I'm pointing out that it's kind of like the Kurds, where they're trying to create Kurdistan. And you have to have parts of Turkey in order to do it, which is a no-no from the standpoint of Istanbul. Mm. And I'm saying the Greater Israel Project includes all of these territories. Either it's a thing that they're trying to accomplish or it's not a thing.
But you know, you guys know how it is in a list of priorities, right? There's like what we feel like we have to have. That's Lebanon south of the Litani River. There's what we like to have. And then there's like the reach, like everything goes swimmingly. So, I'm arguing is that the Nile, you know, Beirut, those are option C. It's not realistic.
Here's a question for y'all to address this issue. If Israel's biggest problem is manpower and they have a low birth rate, what would their government do to address that problem? Would they outlaw abortion? Would they start incentivizing families to have as many children as possible? Like, what would they do? Because you're only get so many people coming through Aliyah. Right. Especially if people are willing to go and pick up a rifle and go help you go conquer other places.
Especially now.
So how will they grow their population? Because you can't kill your babies and expect your population to keep going up.
They won't. It's not look, I mean, think about it. You're talking about like a state religion that's exceedingly difficult to join, even if you want to, right? So they don't proselytize. And it's like if you try to sign up and become Jewish, it's hard. And if you're not the right kind of Jew, you don't count as a full Jew to the Israelis, right? So,
well, it's an ethno-state, not a religion, right? So you can't convert to a different race.
But you can convert to a religion. All I'm saying is this is culturally, the Israelis don't care about growing their population. They might see it as a problem, but they're not going to do anything about it.
Really? You don't think so?
Well, I don't see how they can.
Then why are they at war with all their neighbors? Because, I mean, you can't have one without the other. You don't need living space if you don't have kids.
I don't know. In a modern high-tech war with drones and everything, I mean, the Israelis have been doing a pretty good job being a giant, you know, projecting power way outside of their, you know, way above their weight class.
True. I guess my thing is, though, it's not the argument for Israel was peace, that basically Jews can come here and they can live here. Mm-hmm. It's not the country.
It's on earth for Jews, by far. Yeah. You are far less likely to be hurt or killed anywhere in the world than as a Jew or as a human, you know, than in Israel. It's not a safe space, whatever you think of.